All right. Well, we are speaking with Paige Eaton. She is the director at Altran in Munising, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Well, tell me how things are going in Munising. The time of year where you guys get a lot of visitors, and you know, Altran is able to provide services mostly, I imagine, to people who actually live in Elder County.
For the most part, yes. We do also offer a route run back and forth between Marquette and Munising three times a day, Monday through Friday.
Is that well used? I mean, as far as, you know, is it people going shopping? Is it people who have medical appointments? What's the ridership like?
It's a little bit of both. It is medical appointments. It's shopping, students going to NMU, and then the Marisa students.
Well, tell me about the new venture here, which you guys are going to be attempting to have a with the Christmas shopping and all that, to Escanaba.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Altran's going to be running a pilot shopping shuttle to Escanaba starting Monday, December 18th. We're going to be leaving Munising Transfer Station at 8 a.m., departing Escanaba at 3 p.m. We need a minimum of 10 people to run the route efficiently. The cost is $16 per person round trip from the transfer station. If you need transportation from your home or another location, there would be an additional fee for that. There is a half fare rate reduction for seniors and persons with disabilities. And we will be picking people up along the route from 94 to 67, such as the Park and Ride and the Trenary Mini Mart, for those folks that live out in that direction.
Okay,
they just
and then,
need to let dispatch.
Go ahead.
Sorry. They just need to let dispatch know which pickup location that they would be picked up at.
So when you get down here, where do they go? Like to Walmart, Menards, and all that? Is there a schedule or?
There's not really a schedule. It's kind of an open forum with the driver. The driver will drop them off at Walmart or Meijer's or Aldi's or Marshall's, Menards. In that general area, we're not going to go too far off the beaten path. And then they can call the driver or schedule a time that they would like to be picked back up from that destination to go to another location.
Now, what if they buy stuff like milk or, you know, meat or something like that that, you know, might go bad?
We have that covered as well. We have several coolers that we're going to have on board for the preservation of those types of items.
Is this a one-shot deal, or do you hope to do this all the way up till Christmas?
I'm hoping to do it beyond Christmas. We recently have lost one of our grocery stores, Bob's IGA in Munising, which is forcing everybody to utilize PATS. And we would like to offer another option to local residents in the Elder County area for their shopping needs and or medical needs if that's necessary.
Okay, so how can people sign up?
They just need to call dispatch at 906-387-4845, extension 1. They can provide more information and to reserve their spot.
Paige Eaton, the director at Altran, thank you so much. Hope you have a good holiday, and good luck with this.
All right. Thank you, Jack.